For some parts of our state, spring is finally, albeit begrudgingly, arriving. The lakes are melting and the parkas are coming off.
It's been a long, cold winter and lots of us are itching to get outside. So we're dedicating the rest of the hour to things to do outside, things we're excited about doing here in Wisconsin.
From live music and plays to festivals and state parks, we want to hear what you're excited to do outside in Wisconsin this spring and summer. Give us a call and let us know at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Here with us now to talk about great ways to get outside is Lisa Marshall, Communications Director with the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Lisa, thanks for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Well, as someone with the Department of Tourism, what are you most excited to do as the weather begins to warm up?
Oh, my gosh. I just want to get out to a hike at a state park. But I want to wait until it gets a little bit drier out.
It's a little wet right now. Yeah.
Wet, I know. But it will be here soon. It always, you know, summer never fails us. It'll be here soon.
Well, state parks are really popular. Are there ones that have special features that we might not know about that people should be sure to hit in their summer romping and trail hiking?
You know, a lot of people are familiar, of course, with Devil's Lake and Peninsula State Park and the ones in Door County. Another one that's got a special feature is High Cliff State Park. It's over near on the east side of Lake Winnebago. And it's, you know, it's part of the Niagara Escarpment, and that Niagara Escarpment, it's like a really wonderful thing. You can walk up and you can get beautiful views, but that's part of a geological feature that goes all the way to Niagara Falls.
Really?
Yeah, so it's part of the whole Niagara Escarpment.
So you have to be comfortable with heights for that one, I'm guessing.
Yes, a little bit, yes.
When I hear the word escarpment.
Yeah. Well,
that's
it just offers some great views.
All right. Well, what about other things that go on about Wisconsin that we might not know about? Festivals, concerts, and performing arts sorts of things. What are you thinking?
Wisconsin has a lot of wonderful outdoor venues for theater and music. And a lot of these, you know, our tickets are starting to go on sale now. So you might want to think about, you know, taking a look at their websites and see what's playing. And it's wonderful. It's like seeing a show under the stars. American Players Theater in Spring Green is one of the best known. It's known internationally. Renowned for its Shakespearean plays and other classics. You know, they've been named, you know, Best Company of the Year by Wall Street Journal. And their shows will be starting, I think they're doing Much Ado About Nothing, which is a Shakespeare play. Another one, two, up in Door County, American Folklore Theater, and they'll be doing this perennial favorites, Guys on Ice and Packers from Outer Space, so usually real family-friendly. Peninsula Players Theater, another one in Door County. It's America's oldest professional resident summer theater in Door County. They've been around for 80 years. They do five plays a year. And another one is called the Carnegie Hall of Tent Shows, and this is Big Top Chautauqua up out there up north in the Bayfield area, and they do a lot of original music, and they also touring, you know, national, regional touring musicians as well. But this tent is really unique. It's a big blue, big top, and it seats about 900 people.
It's interesting. I've lived in Wisconsin more or less my whole life, give or take a few years, and I've never been to Big Top Chautauqua. There really are a lot of outdoor theaters here, aren't there?
Yeah, there are, and that's why I was, you know, it was worth it when you guys said, oh, let's talk about getting outside. It was worth bringing up the performing arts. So, and then, of course, you know, we have a lot of outdoor music festivals as well. I mean, you can't, you know, not talk about music and outdoors and not talk about Summerfest, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this year we have some really big names coming, and it's like the last week of June, first week of July, 11 days, 13 stages, Usher, Lady Gaga, Brad Paisley. There were some really huge names, Motley Crue, for those of us, you know, who circa the 80s. So you can't, you know, you can't not talk about Summerfest, but there's also in Cadott, Wisconsin, or Cadott, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, they have Country Fest, which is June 26th through June 29th, and it's a natural amphitheater, great sound system. They have 8,000 campsites for you to camp, and, you know, because a lot of people make this into like a camping thing, but great music as well.
Okay, great. Lots of great suggestions. And I want to get our callers in right away.
Yeah,
so let's start. And by the way, we're going to take phone calls throughout this entire interview here. So please join us. You can call right now. And we're taking calls 800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. And if you're like me, you are... at the very high watermark for cabin fever and you're eager to start thinking about things to do outside and to take your life outside again, we want to know what you're excited about doing this summer and in spring. That's coming up quicker, of course, once the snow melts again.
Anyway,
let's go to Larry, who's joining us in Dubuque, Iowa. Hi, Larry.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was wondering if you had mentioned geocaching at all yet.
No, but that's another really great way to get outside. Do you have any great spots that you would recommend?
Oh, there's a great little one near Potosi, up near the brewery there. So, I mean, it's perfect because you don't even need a GPS. There's even free apps out there for your smartphone. So it's great for everyone to just get out and do it.
I'll tell you, geocaching has gotten very popular. Another great location, like I said, they're all over the state. I know that. You can go to websites and find them. West Bend, Wisconsin has kind of made a little name for itself, too, as a geocaching destination, and they even do a yearly event where they bring geocaching people in from all over to go out and geocache.
So, Larry, what is the best prize that you have ever found in a cache?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I just actually went the other day, and I found a pen that was like a lipstick container, but it was actually a pen instead of lipstick.
So you found some stealth lipstick. Okay, that sounds pretty cool. Geocaching. Okay, and West Bend,
was a hot spot for
geocaching.
Yes, they are a hot spot. They call themselves the geocaching capital of Wisconsin.
Okay. And we have some votes here from Michelle, our technical director here, who is looking forward to the Muscadet Morel Festival. Morels just in general I'm super excited about. And the fact that there is an entire festival devoted to morels is pretty exciting. Do you know about that one?
I do know about that one. It's in Muscadet, and you can buy them by bulk, and you can eat them fried, and you know, they have live music and they try to make it a fun day too. And I know here in South Central Wisconsin we're lucky, cuz I think we get a lot of them in our local grocers too. But that event's been around for a pretty long time, and it just seems to grow year after year. So fingers crossed, you know, we have a good morel harvest this year.
I'm going to admit my ignorance here. I have only the vaguest idea of where Muscadet is in relation to where I live in Madison. Where is it?
It's sort of south. It's like along the lower Wisconsin River, sort of southwest Wisconsin.
Okay, so that sounds like a lovely place for it.
I'd say it's southwest Wisconsin, but like west of Madison along the lower Wisconsin Riverway.
Okay, well, that sounds great. And Chris Molina, he is our director today, and he's looking forward to the Sweet Corn, the Sun Prairie Corn Festival.
I've been to that one. That one's another fabulous one. It takes place in August, and I'll tell you, the favorite part of this thing is you get your corn, and I don't know if they still do this, but they used to have, like, salt shakers hanging from, like, ropes, and you, like, salt and, like, you know, salt and butter your corn that way. I thought that was, how clever is that?
You know, that sounds like heaven right now.
Yes,
just thinking about sweet corn sounds so summery and fun.
Well, and then, you know, the Dane County Farmers Market will be opening here soon, if I think it's any day now, or if it hadn't already opened, so that's going to be coming up here soon, too.
Excellent. And I have on, just to add to the list of food festivals, I, for the first time, really want to try the Cedarburg Strawberry Festival. I'm nuts about anything with strawberries.
And that's another really good one. You know, Cedarburg is a small, beautiful, historic town just north of Milwaukee. They got some great little boutique shops up there. It's, you know, that historic, it's a historic mill. And it's also home to a little winery, Cedar Creek Winery. They do another wonderful job there. Strawberries by the bushels, I suppose. And, you know, you can eat it all different ways as well.
It's so hard to wait as I look outside at the snow.
I want to say that one is June.
Okay, I think that one is probably in June because I think that's when strawberries are typically in season. Okay, let's go to our callers again. Mary is joining us in Waukesha. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Thank you for taking this call. You were talking about theaters, APT and Peninsula and so forth. In Lapham Peak State Park in Waukesha County, there is a theater company called Summer Stage that has outdoor productions all through the whole summer.
Oh, what kind of things do they have?
Well, 2 and 3 week productions. Maybe they'll be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, time and dates, and just theatrical productions. Well, I know one that's happening this summer, late in the summer, is called Cemetery Club.
Okay.
Very interesting comedy. And but there are several things that I'm not where I have access to the names.
Sure, that's fine, Mary. But thank you so much for that suggestion. More outdoor theater in Waukesha at, was it Lapham?
Lapham Peak State Park.
Lapham Peak State Park. Great.
Yeah. And you know, I always learn something new when I listen, you know, when I'm on these shows and someone calls in. I'm like writing that note now. So thank you, Mary, for writing a note to make sure that's
yeah,
on our travelwisconsin.com website.
Excellent. And we go next to Tony in Rhinelander. Hi, Tony.
Hello. How are you today?
Doing good. What do you vote for this summer?
Well, it's a little bit of fun right now. I am looking forward to going out and standing in my front yard without a pair of snow boots on.
It's the little things right now.
We just got another 3.5 inches of snow last night.
Oh.
And it's we've got some flurries going on right now. So, you know, I'm just looking forward to getting outside.
Yeah. Just being outside and feeling the sun.
I agree.
Yeah. I hear you there. Well, right now we are speaking with Lisa Marshall of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism about things to do outdoors in Wisconsin once the snow melts and it finally warms up. I think it's going to happen pretty soon. I'm optimistic. Tell us what you'd like to do. Although it probably doesn't feel like it today. We just heard from someone up in Rhinelander who had 3 inches of snow. It is spring. Spring is coming. And we want to know what you're excited about doing besides just feeling the sun again. What are you excited about getting outside and enjoying in Wisconsin?
We'd like to hear from you. You can tell us about your favorite outdoor festivals, concerts, state parks at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we're talking with Lisa Marshall, Communications Director with the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. We'll go back to the phone lines now. We've got Artis with us from Richland Center. Hi, Artis.
Hi there. You don't have to wait to go to the Big Top in up north with the Bill, what's his name, Michael Perry.
Uh-huh.
They are coming to Richland Center on the 26th at the high school here.
Ah.
This is their fourth year, and we are next to Muscadet, so it's not that far away. But Michael Perry and the Big Top, they tape it during the year, and then they play it on Saturday nights on NPR. I'm sure your girl should know that. Okay.
Yep.
And the Blue Canvas Orchestra is there. But this way, it's get a taste of it in the winter. And then when summer comes, you can go to the Big Top.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Artis, for putting that plug in for that. Another opportunity without so much driving if you're in the southern part of the state. And let's go to Kevin. Kevin next from Tomahawk. Hi, Kevin.
Hi. Good evening or afternoon. I just want to mention a sure sign of spring is the turkey vultures have returned to the Oneida County landfill today for the first time.
Oh.
And on that note, what I'm looking forward to is watching the loons come back to the lakes.
Oh.
My understanding is they're just south of Tomahawk right now looking for open water.
Oh, I hope they find it. Have you got open water up there?
Just on the rivers right now, none of the lakes yet.
Well, hopefully those temperatures will be warming up. I think they are. I heard a loon call, I think, on one of our local lakes just this weekend. So I think they are working their way up to you up there, probably a little more open water down here. But, yeah, it's something fantastic to look forward to. And the turkey vultures are back. Any more for bird watchers, Lisa? What are you thinking?
I was just going to say, I'm like, Kevin totally made me think of this, but the Horicon Marsh Bird Festival, May 9th through the 12th, again, another annual event. This is the largest, you know, the Horicon Marsh is a national, you know, recreation area. It's the largest freshwater cattail marsh in the nation. They do a wonderful job of seeing all these species of birds that are starting to migrate back, and you can see them by boat, by bus, by kayak, on foot. I mean, they do so many different things. They also do like a night sounds bus tour so that you can, like you were just saying, you can hear the marsh and you listen to it after dark. And, of course, they have people interpreting what you're, you know, everything that's going on so that you can learn about it, too.
Fantastic. That is the Horicon Marsh Bird
Festival.
And it looks like that's coming up in May.
Yes. May 9th through the 12th.
And we'd like to hear from you. What are you excited about doing in Wisconsin? What signs of spring have you seen? And what is yet to come that you just cannot wait for? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. 1-800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. And we'll go next to Lisa, who is joining us from Milwaukee. Hey, Lisa.
Hi. I'm on the road, so I'm in my old jalopy Suburban. It's hard to hear yet.
but I was born in Milwaukee, raised in Texas, and I migrate back every summer for the Cedar Grove Holland Fest.
Cedar Grove Holland Fest. I haven't heard about that.
I haven't heard that one either.
What kind of things would you do there?
Well, it's about in its 50th year, and it's charming. It's like Norman Rockwell, little town with a Dutch flavor, and they have a parade, and the kids come out in their little Dutch costumes, and they literally, figuratively, they are scrubbing the streets, and then they carry on with the rest of the parade. That happens around noon. They have a Holland Fest 10K and 2 mile run in the morning on Saturday. Raffle drawings all day. Usually the Wisconsin band shows up and plays. And so there's music, but there's no alcohol in the park. And it starts on Friday, and then it's all day Saturday up there.
Well, I wanted to tell Lisa, I just found it on our travelwisconsin.com website. In that event, there's a wonderful photo of people in these, like, the Dutch clogs, like those wooden shoes. Mm-hmm. Very cute. And it's the event date on this one is July 25th and 26th. So it does, just from the picture, it looks adorable.
Excellent. There are so many festivals in Wisconsin that just sound fantastic. If you can even hit just a handful of them, you've got a pretty good summer.
Exactly. Yes. And we have, you know, thousands of events listed on travelwisconsin.com. You can search them by date or search them by the type of event you'd like to go to. Is it an arts and crafts show? Is it a food festival? So, you know, we got your events for you.
Excellent. Well, thanks to Lisa for that suggestion. And we'll move now to Eleanor in Grand Marsh. Hey, Eleanor.
Hi. We have an event that comes up the 26th of April. It is the Grand Marsh Lions sponsor this event. We have we have draft horses that come and pull the old machinery of yesteryear. We have a small miniature animal petting zoo for children. We have a lady that comes with an antique doctor's buggy, and she has participated in many polls and events for herself, and she is legally blind. And it's just amazing to see her go around. The guys with the horses will actually let the children get them on the old plows and let them steer the horses down the field while they are doing some plowing.
Okay, that sounds cool, Eleanor. And this is in Grand Marsh?
Yes, it's just north of Grand Marsh, but it's very easy to find because that day there will be all kinds of horse trailers around and cars. We have food. I heard one lady say no alcohol, same here. And it's a fun event we put on every year.
What are the dates on that one?
The 26th of April, the last Saturday in April, from 10 o'clock in the morning until 4 in the afternoon.
All right, that's coming right up. Thanks a lot for letting us know about it. Lisa, do you have familiarity with that one?
I've never heard of that one. No, but I'm going to check that one out, too, and make sure we got it listed on our website so people can find it.
Great. Well, let's go next to Pamela in Fish Creek. Hi, Pamela.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good, good. Well, I was calling in because I was so excited earlier when all the snow had melted, and I was looking forward to going out and collecting ramps.
And then
it snowed.
Right.
But, you know, it's April. It won't last long.
Right.
So, but that's one of my very favorite things in spring in the May, you know, May time frame is waiting for the April, May, waiting for the ramps to come in and going out and collecting them. We live on on some property up in northern Door County, and so they come in, and you can go out and collect them up, and I like to saute them up with asparagus and put them in eggs and along with pasta and all different kinds of things. It's just such a nice harbinger of spring. I'm excited. I'm waiting for them to come up.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
For them to come back out.
Does your cat like them?
Yeah. You can hear him. That's Oscar. He hasn't tried them too much yet. I think he.
If you mix it with some kibble or something like that, maybe. Well, that sounds yummy. Ramps. Yeah, we've been thinking about ramps and getting excited about morels. So lots of things forging even in our own backyard. So thank you so much for reminding us about ramps, Pamela. And let's go next to Cindy. Cindy's joining us in Cedarburg. Hi, Cindy.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm excited about the Tour of America's Dairyland. It is a 11-day bike race that goes from Oshkosh to East Troy and all throughout the Milwaukee, Tosa, even Fond du Lac. And different people can show up and support their team, or businesses are out there, rooting for the community because they bring this wonderful event to the city. We have racers from all around the world that come out, and they even have like kids events, which are really a lot of fun. So in right before the pro racers in the afternoon, they'll have like some of the younger children come out and do some races right down, you know, the through the finish line and things like that. So it's really exciting. Gets the whole community involved. And
excellent.
It is sponsored by the the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board.
Yes.
So there's lots of chocolate milk available.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. Thank you so much for that suggestion, Cindy. And Lisa, as far as getting outdoors on bikes, anything else come to mind?
Well, there's a new event here in Madison. It's called the Madison Brewery Bike Tour. And they're celebrating Craft Brewery Week. And as you know, Wisconsin is known for its craft beers. So it's May 3rd. It looks like they're going to be stopping at a couple different places, starting at Machinery Row, going to Ale Asylum, Next Door Brewing, and then One Barrel Brewing. So each, you know, you ride your bike, and each stop includes two sample pours. So it's kind of a new thing. I haven't heard of that one yet. So
yeah, so things taking off.
And yeah.
Lots of new things along with old favorites.
So you can, you know, bike with milk or bike with beer in our state.
Lisa, anything on your own personal must-do summer list in our last few seconds here?
I have to admit, I will be at Brat. You will see me at the world's largest Brat Fest in Madison. a lot of performing groups are from the local groups will be performing, including my daughter from the Kale School of Dance. So we always go to that one just so I can cheer her on. But
right.
it's a fun event, and we have to break the record. You know, it's Wisconsin, it's Brats. Help us break the record.
Well, Lisa, thanks so much. This conversation has given me hope that spring will in fact come.
Yes, it will. I promise. It always does.
We've been talking to Lisa Marshall, Communications Director of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, about things to do outside as the weather warms up. What are you looking forward to, Cynthia?
My family always goes camping up at Peninsula State Park, so that's definitely on my to-do list. And then we've got concerts on the square here in Madison, too. Eventually, when it's warm and we can sit out on the grass again.
Seems so far away.
Yeah.